6F. Exercise 2B, page 72.
Welcome, sixth formers and soon to be school leavers. I'm Steve Richardson and I'm the school careers officer. I'm here today to talk to you about one of the most important decisions of your life. What next? Some of you will be thinking about going to university and will already have an idea of what course you want to study. Others may be taking a gap year or planning to start work straight away. Finally, there will be those of you for whom things are still undecided. What I'm about to say is mainly for those of you that want to go on with your studies, either now or in the future. The first decision is, leave home or stay put. Traditionally, studying away from home is what students do in this country. But living at home has a lot of financial benefits. After all, the government doesn't help with living costs anymore, so many students end up with huge debts. Those that want to stay at home and study will obviously have fewer places to pick from, but you can make up for that by considering distance learning degrees. Today, a surprising number of unis offer this option, some top-of-the-line ones too. Now, I know that you want to be more independent at this stage, but an honest discussion with your family should make it clear if this is going to be an issue. Those who want to move away have another choice to make: campus or city. Campus universities are like little towns with everything you need there, from restaurants and cafes to supermarkets and sports facilities. I went to a campus university and I really enjoyed the way it felt like a community. However, they can be a little cut off from real life, so you may prefer a university based in a big city like London, Glasgow or Manchester. One thing to always have in mind wherever you go is cost. Studying in London could make quite a hole in your bank account, let me tell you. And on that subject, money. Unless you have parents who are very well off, you will be paying for your university education with loans from the government. The days when the government just gave out money in the form of grants that you didn't have to pay back are gone. So it's up to you to live as economically as possible. You don't want to finish your degree anxious about how you're going to pay back all the money you borrowed for it. And with the rising cost of living, I'm telling you now, you'll need to find work, at least during the holidays, in order to manage even day-to-day living expenses. Finally, it's not all about the course, whether you can afford it and the social activities that are available on site. You need to find out what support they have for helping you when you finish your course. Do they hold jobs fairs? Do they have a service for preparing you for interviews? Do they have a careers officer? Those are questions you should be asking. Also, some universities offer work experience as part of some of their courses, which looks great on your CV. Now, before I go on to discuss the application process, are there any questions?